Amen. I want to go back this morning to Habakkuk, where we were last Sunday morning. Last Sunday morning, we see the old prophet. He's prophesying. He's trying to figure things out. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks today that's trying to figure things out. But God help us if we'll let Him. And we, praise God, we know that He's able to do all things. And He knows all things. Habakkuk chapter number 1. Habakkuk chapter number 1, verse number 12. The Bible says, "Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment, and Almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he, and makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no rule over them. They take up all that they have the angle, and they catch them in their net, and gather them in their drag. Therefore they rejoice and are glad. Therefore they sacrifice under their net, and burn incense under their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continually to slay the nations?" I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help. And we preached on this last Sunday in the first part of this passage here in chapter 1. And on God said it would be this way. Amen. As Habakkuk is looking at this situation, it doesn't seem very favorable to him. And he's prophesying of the things that are, and he's looking for to the things that might become. And so he's looking at this, and God begins to speak to him, and Habakkuk is he's got these questions that he's trying to figure out. Amen, praise God. And I will preach on this just a minute this morning, maybe this line of thought of the faith that wavers. Or a wavering faith, if you will. Hey, Brent, we see Habakkuk, we see him as a prophet of God. So we know one thing, we know that he knew God. He knew who God was. Amen. Praise God. And that's why John would say in John chapter 14, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God." Jesus said, "Believe also in me." We know that he's a God and that he's real. Hey, praise God. He's sitting at the throne of grace this morning. Beside him sitting the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see this playing out as we see Habakkuk, and he's trying to figure it out. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world that we're trying to figure out. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world that I just don't understand. I'll be honest. There's a lot of times people ask me, "Well, Pastor Jeff, what do you think about that?" And I just have to be honest with you. Sometimes I just have to look in between Beak and Bill and say, "I don't know what to think about that." Amen. All I can tell you is what God says in His Word, praise God, how things are, what who God is, and that He never changes. He's the same yesterday and forever. Ain't you glad it's that way? We're fickle. We're changing constantly. We're changing every day. Praise God, where our lives and our attitudes change just about like the way we change our clothing. But I'm glad God Almighty doesn't change. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not, because He said so. If He said it, you can believe it. But Habakkuk's asking these questions, and then God said that, He said, "You're going to have to pay attention, because you're going to be caught up by these nations. These nations is going to come against you, praise God, because of the things that took place." He said, "This stuff is going to happen." Amen. Just because we're saved don't mean that we won't be infiltrated by the devil. Just because we're saved don't mean that we won't have hardships and trials and things like that. Let me tell you, if you're a child of God, you try to live right, you'll have a battle before you every day. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, hey, listen, if you got it, if you claim to be saved and love the Lord and everything just goes perfect for you every day of your life, you better check up. Amen. Because we have an adversary, which is the devil, who as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's wanting to grab, praise God, and drag you into the pit. He's wanting to destroy and tear up everything that he can. He's doing a good job of it, by the way. The devil is tearing up everywhere. But you know the thing about the devil? The devil is not omnipresent. Hello? He's not everywhere all the time. He can just come and hit here and hit yonder. Sends his low nymphs by to aggravate you and frustrate you and cause confusion. Amen. You know who the author of confusion is, don't you?
Amen.
It's the devil. Amen. Praise God. But he said, he tells Habakkuk here, he said, you know what? He's saying this is the way God said it would be. But Habakkuk, he questions God here at the end of this verse in chapter number 1. In verse number 4, he said, therefore the law is slack, and the judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. He said, just doesn't seem fair, Lord, that, you know, it doesn't seem like the law is, we're trying to do right. Of course, the Old Testament, they're living under the law. He said, it seems like judgment's just not coming. Praise God to those that are wicked and doing the things that's contrary to the Word of God, that are rebellious against God, that care nothing about the law of God. Hello? Anybody look around the world today? We're living a day and an hour that people praise God, they're mindless of God. They don't care about God or godliness. They don't care about nobody but themselves.
Amen.
Hello? I've just been straight up. That's the America that we're living in today. Amen. But he said, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. He said, Lord, he said, I just don't understand. He said, this thing just ain't right. He said, there's a wrong judgment. Lord, you've missed the mark. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And God begins to speak to him. He said, listen, there's going to be some things. Said, you're going to be called up. The heathen's going to come against you. Praise God. Said, you're going to see some terrible things take place. But he says, wonderful, marvelous things that's going to happen, praise God, to God's people as God begins to make them mindful of him and he begins to bring them out. So how did they get in this situation? How did they ever come to this place in their life, praise God, that seemed like so unexpectedly overtook them? God said it'd be like this. Amen. Look back at 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter number 22. Remember there was a time when there was a young king named Josiah. Amen. We'll just have a little history, Bible history lesson this morning for a second. Time of Josiah, he was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. Amen? So Josiah begins to reign. He reigns 31 years in Jerusalem. Verse number 3 said, it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Elias, the son of Malshulam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord. He said, go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people. Amen. So he tells Shaphan, the scribe, he said, hey, listen, I want you to go up to the temple. I want you to go up to the priest. And said, I want you to go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, praise God. And I want you to sum up. I want to see, you know, what kind of offering we've been taking up. Said, let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord and to repair the breaches and of the house. Amen. Something got a hold of this young man, Josiah. King Josiah, praise God, in the 18th year of his reign, praise God, he come up and he said, you know what? There's just something missing in our lives. There's just something, praise God. He said, I'm trying to do the best I can as a king, but it seems like there's something that's missing. Something just seems out of place. And as I look around today and I see the world that we live in, I will tell you today, young'uns, there's something missing. There's something out of place. Now, how would Josiah know that? Josiah knew that, praise God, he was brought up, praise God, under Hilkiah. He knew, praise God, the things of God. He knew about the good God of heaven. He knew what God could do. He knew about the delivering hand of God. He knew about the God that blesses. He knew about the God that saves. He knew about the God that delivers. Amen. He knew about it. But he said, something's missing. Said, you know what happened to his life? He said, I'm just not seeing the results that I know that God can accomplish. He said, it's time to get back to being serious about God and the house of God. Amen? To repair the breaches of the house. He said, unto the carpenters, verse number 6, and the builders and the masons and to buy timber and to hew stone and to repair the house. He said, howbeit there is no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand because they dealt faithfully. Amen. He said that money was brought into the house of God. It was brought in there with good intentions. It was brought as an offering unto the Lord. Praise God. He said, and the king said, you know what? I want to know what happened to the funds that was coming into the house of God. Amen. And they sent back a report. Praise God. They said, listen, what was brought in the house of God was used for God's glory. It's every bit right where you, right where it's put. Amen. See, he said they begin to build. They begin to get the things together. But then something happened. As they were beginning to clean out the house of God, they began to clean out that place of worship. Hilkiah the priest, watch this, verse number 8. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law. Didn't say a book. Hello? He said, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. That's God Almighty. He said, I found the book of the law in God's house. Praise God. Hey, listen, that's what's been missing. The book of the law. The book of the truth. That direction from God. That correction from God. That love of God. That compassion of God. It has been missing. Praise the Lord. They found it. The Bible said, Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again saying, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it under the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. Amen. Shaphan said, hey, listen, they've got the money, they've got the work going on, the buildings, the timbers bought, the things that's needed, the workers are working, things are going on. He said, but king, let me tell you the most exciting part. Amen. The most exciting part. You said, well, preacher, that's pretty exciting. Amen. The church is broken down. The house of God's in need of repair. And they fell in. Everybody's working together for the glory of God. And it's being rebuilt. And it's being repaired. Being made a glorious sanctuary unto the Lord. Amen. That's enough to make anybody shout. But Shaphan said, Lord, I praise God. We got all that going. But let me tell you what we've done. Hilkiah. When they was cleaning out, praise God, they was found somewhere stashed and hidden in a corner, somewhere out of the way, somewhere in a dark space. We found the Word of God. Amen. You know what's missing in America today? The Word of God. Praise the Lord. Said, man, Shaphan the scribe showed the king saying, Hilkiah the priest had delivered me a book. Amen. Praise God. And Shaphan read it before the king. Watch this. And it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the book of the law that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and Ahikam the son of Shaphan and Achbor the son of Melchanah and Shaphan the scribe and Ashina a servant of the king saying, he says, go ye inquire the Lord for me, for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us. Because our fathers, now watch this, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest and Hakim and Achbor and Shaphan and Ashina went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shalom the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. And they communed with her. And she said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, not my king Josiah. He said, tell the king that thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read. Because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. Amen. He said, you tell the king, you tell the one that sent you that this is what's going to take place, that this is what's going to happen. And now watch this in verse number 17. It's because they have forsaken, or verse number 8, he said, but to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest that I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. And behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. So you see what's taking place here. They've seen, they get the word of God, and they realize that they had messed up, that they had been rebellious against God. They had forsaken God, the one God of glory that would never forsake them. They had forsaken Him. Amen. And Josiah, he cries out with a mighty cry, and he sends up and he said, go plead for us. Go see what we need to do to fix this, to make it right. Amen. And so God says, because you've sook my face, because you're brokenhearted, because you realize the error of your ways and the goodness of mine, He said, I'm going to let you go down to the grave in peace. Amen. I hear all the time people say, well, preacher, you know, them youngins is like that because mom and daddy was like that. Amen. These people over here, they continue to be like that because that's just the way society made them. I want to tell you, praise God, there's a way out. Praise God, there's a way up. And the name is Jesus Christ. If we'll forsake ourselves and receive our Savior, praise God, He'll move in and He'll take up habitation in your heart. I'm not talking about in your head. Head knowledge won't help you. Praise God, you need a heart knowledge.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost starts in your head. Amen. But He works Himself, the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit speaks not of Himself. The Holy Spirit speaks of God of heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And He massages Him, works Him down into her heart. Amen. When God saves you, praise God, He changes you. You became a new creature. He gives you a new heart. He takes out that old stony heart and He puts in a heart of flesh. A heart that can love. A heart that can have compassion. A heart that can be caring.
Amen.
And Habakkuk, he said, Lord, I just don't understand what's taking place. He said, hey, it was told that you'd be this way. He said, thy wrong judgment proceedeth. He said, no, Habakkuk. He said, this is the fulfillment of the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. God doesn't work on a short spectrum. God works on a broad spectrum. Amen. God works throughout the universe. Praise God, to make His will known. Amen. That's why it's important for us to stay close to God. What's happened to America, what's happened to our homes, what's happened to our churches, is we've forsaken the assembly of ourselves. We've forsaken the God of heaven, praise God. We've forsaken the God of the assembly. Amen. We're living day and hour, everybody wants to be seen. If we can't be the center of attention, well, I just won't do nothing. Yeah, God sees that. See, He knows the thought and intent of your heart. He knows why you do it anyway. We do what we do for the glory of God. Praise the Lord. I'm not naive enough to think, praise God, that anything I accomplish is through me. Everything I accomplish, praise God, is for God's glory. One day in a while, I'll be gone. Amen. One of these days, I'll be like all the other old preachers that went through this place, and you'll say, Pastor who? Amen. Folks won't even remember who I am. Amen. But praise God, I hope and pray that God will remember my God, the Lord Savior that I have. How He loves me and He keeps me, praise God. And He allows me, praise the Lord, to do a little something for Him.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Amen. But He said, these folks have done forsaken me. They've turned their back on me. They've become altogether unprofitable. That's why God would say, hey, He said, behold the nations. These nations is going to come down, and I'm going to use them to deal out judgment. He said, they're going to come. He's talking about the Chaldeans. That verse number 7 says, they are terrible and dreadful. Book of Habakkuk, chapter number 1. A dreadful and a terrible people. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. He said, I don't have to explain who they are, praise God. He said, they're terrible and they're dreadful people. I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, praise God, there's a terrible and a dreadful people going to come upon us and upon our homes and our places and our nation if we don't get a hold of God. Talking to a fellow the other day, I forget who I was talking to. He said he remembered whenever World War II was going on and people forsook the things that they was doing and businesses shut down and they refurbished, they come back up and they was making things for the military and parachutes and uniforms and ammunition. Praise God, everybody was coming together. Everybody was working together for a common cause. Amen. If we can do it for that, why can't we do it for the glory of God? Hello? Amen. Come together for a common cause. But Charles was teaching this morning in Sunday school about Pentecost. It said they was all in one mind and one accord in that upper room. Amen. You know, well, Pastor, well, that's pretty good, but what happened? Because they was in one mindness and they was one accord, praise God, the power of God fell upon them. And they all received the power of God for the ministry to God. Praise the Lord. He said, these things are coming upon us. Verse number 9, he said, they shall come all for violence. That word violence is Hamas in your Bible. Amen. I wonder why they called themselves that. It means violence. It means to do wrong, to be cruel. It means to be sexually perverted. It means to be oppressive. Amen. It means to be just ungodly and unrighteous. And he said they come all for violence. Hamas. He said their faces shall sup up. That means that they'll accumulate. And as the days go by, there'll be more and more and more of them that's contrary to God and godliness. Hello? Wake up, children. We're living in that today. Ungodliness is coming in all over the place. Amen. He said, they'll scoff at the kings and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold. They shall heap dust and take it. In other words, they'll build ramparts and they'll overtake the cities. Hello? Have you noticed anything happening in America today? In the UK today? Around the world today, wickedness is taking the cities. Amen. They're overcoming the masses. Amen. Today, we are a minority. Amen. In this world in which we live. He said that these people are coming. He said that verse number 11. Now watch this. He said, then shall his mind change and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God, little g God. You know what they're going to say? The world will say, well, you know what? Our God's bigger than your God. Our God's better than your God. And they have no God at all. God, they serve the devil. The devil's a defeated foe. Amen. But he said they're going to scoff at rulers and people of authority. Look at Romans chapter 13. Let me just show you something right quickly. Romans chapter 13, verse number 1. He said, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. So that kind of delegates who the power is, right? The power, he's talking about the power of God. He said we should be subject to the powers of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinances of God. And they that resist shall receive of them to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works. Now watch this. But to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore unto all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom upon to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Amen. You say, Pastor, what is somebody? He's talking about government officials. He's talking about people that have rule over us. And he said we ought to lift them up. We ought to respect them. We ought to respect the office. Because they're there for good. They're there because God put them there. They're there because God has ordained them to sit in that seat and to judge the people and to do right by God. Hello? Why are you looking at me so funny? Don't sound like where we live, does it? Whose fault is that? It's our fault. Because in America, we have a system where we elect people and we put them in office. Amen? If we don't elect people and put them in office with a godly nature and a godly manner, then whose fault is it? Amen? God gives us a mind and God gives us the heart to know the oracles of God and the things that God would require of His people. Amen? He said, we got to have respect. We got to be able to lift up. We ought to be able to encourage people that love God and seeking His appearance, that want to do right by God and God's people. Newsflash. If somebody truly loves God, hello? Did you hear what I said? Truly loves God, has God in their heart, praise God, they're going to do right by God. And if they'll do right by God, they'll do right by God's people. Hello? We need to be careful. We need to be mindful of what we do, what we think, and how we think. We can't be persuaded into ungodliness. Because not only will we have to be judged for it, but our generations behind us, our children and our grandchildren, will be judged on what we did and the manner of life that we lived. I want to say this morning, the decisions that we make right now will affect them, Brother Bill. They'll affect our children. They'll affect our grandchildren. They'll affect our great-grandchildren coming behind us. We need to be mindful of God. We need to be mindful of the things of God, the people of God. Amen. We need to be doing some serious vetting of people, praise God, that's going to be our representatives. Amen. If they're contrary to the Word of God, they've got to go. Hello? You say, preacher, are you preaching politics? No, I'm preaching godliness. Godwardness, praise the Lord. Because I don't want us to fall in under the thing. Habakkuk, he was fearful, praise God. He was wondering what in the world is going on. God said it'd be like this because the forefathers, they turned against God. They put the book up. They said, we don't really need that. We're running pretty well right now. And they forgot to remember God. Amen. Oh, it's so easy. It's easy to forget God, isn't it? I mean, we're busy. I mean, we're hammered down every day. Running to and fro. Oh, well, by the way, Daniel said in Daniel chapter 12, the last part, he said that in the last days that we'd be running to and fro. God knew that then too. He knew how busy you'd be. I just tell you, if you're too busy for God, you're too busy. I mean, if you're too busy for church, you're too busy. If you're too busy for your family, you're too busy. You know what's wrong with our children today? You know why they need special help and need counseling? Because mom and daddy won't listen to them. Amen? Mom and daddy won't take time, praise God, to just sit down and see what they're trying to communicate with us. A lot of times the reason they're acting out is because they want somebody to pay attention to them. Amen? You should preach right. You're the same way. We'll do things. We'll do goofy things just to get people to notice us. Amen? Praise God. But he said, listen, so these people that have rulers, we need to be mindful of who those people are. Amen. But the old prophet, his faith was a wavering. He's beginning to wonder. He's trying to figure out how a holy God could use a wicked people, wicked nation to punish his chosen people, people he had chose for himself. Amen. And he begins to question it. He said, art thou from everlasting? O Lord my God, my holy the Holy One, mine Holy One. He said, we shall not die. He said, I got faith, Lord, you're going to take care of us. We're in a mess. Things is going awry. We don't know which way to go. We don't know what we... But he said, Lord, I've got confidence that you're going... He hadn't totally lost his faith. He said, I know you're holy. When I know you're God, we shall not die. He said, oh Lord, thou hast ordained them to judgment. And oh God, almighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Amen. God said, he said, Lord, I know what you said before, praise God, that you're going to hold these people, you're going to hold all ungodly sinners accountable. The Bible says it's appointed one, he said it's appointed once to die and after this a judgment. We're all going to stand and give an account of our lives. Now those that have saved and been born again and received Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we won't give account for salvation. We'll give an account for what we did after we received Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Amen.
That in itself, Brother Bill, is a scary thing.
Amen.
To have to give an account for everything I've done. God keeps excellent records. He's never forgotten anything or left anything out. There's people going to try to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ that had, praise God, and they're going to try to say, yep, Lord, but I did this and I done that good deed. And he said, praise God, I don't see anywhere where the blood was applied. I don't see anywhere where you received me as your Savior, where you accepted me as a sacrifice for sin. I said, we all sin and come short of glory to God. He said, I can't find anywhere in this book, praise God. He said he's going to break out a book and another book. And the book of life, praise God, for the names of those that's written. And he said, well, wait a minute, Lord, there's another book there. All the good deeds that I've done. Amen. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He said, those won't carry no weight. When the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll have them all recorded. But you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If your name's not written in the book, you'll not get in. Amen. So he asks these questions. He goes on verse 13. He says, thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil. And canst not look on iniquity, therefore, or wherefore, lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thou thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he. It just don't make sense, Lord. It just don't make sense that you're not saying nothing. And the Lord said, what does the Lord answer? And the Lord answers him nothing. The Lord doesn't say anything. Habakkuk already knows the truth. Amen. He already knows who God is. So the Lord just lets him keep on talking. He's still concerned. He's still wondering about these people that's less righteous than he is. But yet they seem to prosper in the world. It'll be all around you in the day that we live. There'll be people that's very prosperous, though they serve not God. They may never go to church. They may never read their Bible. But they'll prosper. Amen. But God holds his tongue. He doesn't say anything. Amen. We see Habakkuk as he begins to, his name literally means to wrestle. And we see him as he's wrestling with God. He's trying to think, and it's not wrong to wrestle for God. It's not wrong to question God about the things that perplex you, the things that, you know, you just don't understand. Everybody does it. I do too. There's a lot of things that happens. Lord, there's a lot of things that's happened to people in this church that's, praise God, over the years, and I just don't understand it. People that love God and trying their best to do right, I pray God, but they still have to go through things. I said, Lord, why couldn't you make it just a little bit easier? Amen. Those things that perplex me, those things that make us want to question God. But you know, in our questioning, now listen to me, and I'm done. In our questioning God, and they're trying to figure it out, where we are and where God is, sometimes we'll get the answers if we'll just stop for a minute. Do you hear me? Sometimes if we'll just stop for a minute, quit talking, quit questioning, and just listen. If we'll just stop, and God doesn't answer a word. Hilkiah says this, chapter number 2, verse number 1, he said, I will stand upon my watch. He said, even though I don't understand, even though I'm perplexed, Amen. He said, I can't comprehend what's going on or why it's happening this way. He said, I will stand upon my watch. That unwavering faith, that wavering faith is starting to be unwavering faith. He said, I'm going to stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see. Now watch this, what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Amen. He said, Lord, I know you've got the answers and I just don't understand. He said, I'm going to stay on my watch. I'm going to just stay faithful to you. And he said, you just tell me where I'm wrong and where I'm missing it and we'll get it all fixed. Amen. He said, Lord, I'm here now, so I'm going to stand. I'm willing to listen. God begins to speak to him. And he says this in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 4. He said, behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. But verse number 4, look at the last part of that verse. But the just shall live by his faith. Amen. He said, Habakkuk, remember, the one that's lifted up within himself, you'll not find the answers. He said, but the just, the one that's justified, the one that's been made just as if he never sinned, even though we know that we're sinners exceeding. He said, those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, those that have been justified by the blood of the Savior, shall live by his faith. Not somebody else's. Amen. The answer is to live by your faith. To put your faith in the Savior, praise God, and live in the faith. Personal. He said, it's a personal thing, Habakkuk. Just live in your faith. Just put your faith in the Lord. Just live in that faith. Amen. So it's amazing what we hear when we stop to listen. Amen. Praise God. Then he goes, and after verse number 4, he goes to verse 14. This is what he says, verse 14. Here comes our help. He said, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. He said, you may think that nobody understands it, nobody comprehends it. He said, but Habakkuk, praise God, when the just begin to live by their faith, their own faith, the faith in God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said that their earth, praise God, their faith will fill the earth with the glory of God. The earth will become filled with the things of God, the godliness, the God-wordness, praise God, that we need today. Whose fault is it's not already ours? We claim to be Christian. That means to be Christ-like. Amen? To have love and compassion, to tell others about the love of Jesus, to encourage them to come in that His house would be full. I've told you before, if we were doing what we're supposed to do, we would continuously be in a building program. Amen? We'd continually be tearing out walls and adding on. Because folks would be getting in, praise God. We'd be so excited about Jesus and the thought of going home, being with Him one day in the near future, praise God. We'd be wanting to tell everybody and take everybody with us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get everybody to go. Be with the Lord. Should the earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The glory of God. We're not talking about a little Savior born in Bethlehem. We're not talking about a Savior on the cross of Calvary. We're not talking about the risen Savior. We're talking about a Savior in His glory, sitting in the majesty of the right hand of the Father in heaven to make intercession from you and I. That's what we're talking about. Praise God. So he said, the knowledge of the Lord, amen, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the earth. Amen. And he said, listen, he said, Habakkuk, you'll listen. Verse number 20, he says this. He said, but the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Amen. He said, listen, Habakkuk, he said, all these things will come to pass because God said so, and God is still sitting on the throne. He hasn't relinquished His power. He hasn't given away, and He hasn't given up. He's still the God of heaven, sitting at the, praise God, on the throne of glory in heaven for God's glory and for our benefit. Amen. He said, don't be in despair, Habakkuk, because God is still on the throne. Always has been and always will be. He don't relinquish His power. Amen. He has all power, and we sell Him short. God has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. And we need power. We need help. We should be able to call upon Him. We should believe enough to just trust. Habakkuk talked to Him even in his doubt. He said, Lord, you know what? I'm just going to stand my ground. And I'm going to keep my faith in You and see the glory of God. Yes, I want to just say, praise God, when we're wavering in our faith, when we begin to be perplexed and we begin to ask questions, that's okay. It's okay. Amen. God said it'd be this way. He said wax worse and worse and in the end. I told him another Wednesday night, praise God, that's a good thing for the church. Not the waxing worse and worse, but the end. Because the end for the church, praise God, is depart out of this country. Amen, praise God, and go into a far country where it's far better. Where we'll be with Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Well, you know, if we could ever get a hold of that. But we can't, because our finite mind can't comprehend forever. Forever in the presence of our Lord and our Savior in glory. Beholding the glory of the Lamb. The seraphims, the fire, they're flying about around the throne of God, saying, glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the Spirit and the presence of God is going to be so real. Every now and then, the sweet Holy Spirit just sweeps through this place. People get over here, get excited, waving the glory, and somebody over here get the waving the glory, and somebody get to praying, somebody get to crying, somebody get rejoicing in the Lord. Boy, that's exciting. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to be excited about God, about what we have here, praise God, and what we're going to get when we get yonder. Amen. But the old prophet, amen, the old prophet, don't beat yourself up. The old prophet was perplexed. He said, Lord, I just don't understand everything that I need to know. But he said, hey, listen. If you'll stop, he said, when you stop and you listen, so God said, I'll speak to you. He said, just stay in your faith. Just live in your faith. He said, keep your faith. Amen. Because God's going to do a wonderful work in your life. And when you're through down here, praise God, He's going to call you home to be with Him in glory. Oh, what a day that's going to be. He said, well, preacher, I don't know about that. Hey, listen, death ain't nothing to fear. If you're a child of God, that's just a graduation day. That's a day of promotion. We leave out of here, praise God. Now, we won't live our life here as long as we can. Amen. We don't want to do nothing goofy. We want to live our life as long as we can, be as much help as we can. Because we want to take as many folks as we can with us. Amen. Encouraging them in the Lord. Encouraging them to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. So that one day we can all be in heaven. It'd be a sad thing if anybody's left behind. Amen. But if we can get to heaven together, what a glorious day that'll be. Praise God.